Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. New talks on Syria. Another international effort will be held today in Vienna seeking to solve the war crisis in Syria. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with his Iranian and Russian counterparts in Vienna Thursday. United Nations spokesman Stefan Dujarric says Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is encouraged by the meetings.
This is something that he has been calling for, of getting the key international countries around the table, the key partners around the table, in trying to resolve this the situation.
The United States says it is using the international talks on Syria to pave the way for a future without President Bashar al-Assad. The talks notably will not include members of either the Syrian government or the main groups trying to overthrow it. 20 United Nations peacekeepers detained by rebels in South Sudan have been released. But according to a UN official, 12 contractors of the UN mission in South Sudan are still being held. The peacekeepers were detained last Monday while escorting a UN barge carrying fuel on the Nile River. While protests and attacks in Jerusalem have eased, tensions are flaring up in Hebron. A Palestinian man stabbed and wounded an Israeli border guard near a shrine in a city Thursday. The man then attempted to stab another security officer before Israeli forces shot and killed the attacker. In a second incident, a Palestinian man allegedly tried to stab an Israeli soldier in Hebron. 11 Israelis and 58 Palestinians have died in more than a month of violence. Israel says most of the Palestinians were killed while attacking or attempting to shoot or stab Israeli civilians, police, or soldiers. This is VOA News. Tanzania's Electoral Commission says ruling party candidate John Magufuli won the presidential election. The commission says Magufuli of the CCM party defeated main challenger Edward Lowassa of the opposition Chadumena party 58-40%. Lowassa rejected the official results of last Sunday's vote before they were announced, citing alleged fraud. The newly re-elected president of Ivory Coast, Alassane Ouattara, says he will work to promote national reconciliation and cut poverty in half during his second term. President Ouattara spoke Thursday with VOA in Abidjan, just a day after he was declared the winner of the October 25th election with more than 83% of the vote. The U.S. House of Representatives elected Republican Congressman Paul Ryan as its speaker Thursday. Mr. Ryan, who is 45, is the youngest person to become House Speaker in more than 100 years.
To me, the House of Representatives represents what's best of America, the boundless opportunity to do good.
Paul Ryan comes from the Midwest state of Wisconsin. He served as chairman of the influential Ways and Means Committee. He replaces outgoing House Speaker John Boehner. The Speaker of the House is second in the line of succession to the White House if the post of President and Vice President become vacant. Germany's foreign minister says that the European Union needs a common border protection policy and to be ready to share the migrant and refugee burden fairly. During a visit to Greece on Thursday, Frank-Walter Steinmeier said shifting the blame to each other was not helping anybody. Almost all the migrants from the conflict and poverty-ridden Middle East, Africa, and Asia are entering the EU via Greece and the Balkans, aiming for Germany, Sweden, and the Netherlands as their final stop. An international court in The Hague ruled against China and in favor of the Philippines Thursday by agreeing to hear a case brought by the Philippines in a long-standing territorial dispute in the South China Sea. The Permanent Court of Arbitration ruled that the case concerns a disagreement over the interpretation of the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea, a question over which the tribunal does have jurisdiction. After 35 years of limiting most couples to having just one child, China's Communist Party on Thursday announced that it will change existing laws to allow all families to have two children without penalty. The change is largely based on the growing economic pressures facing China. For many, drinking alcohol and smoking go together well, but new research may finally show why. Researchers from the University of Missouri School of Medicine in the United States found that nicotine cancels out the sleep-inducing effects of alcohol. Previous research showed that more than 85% of alcohol-dependent American adults were also dependent on nicotine. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.